Max 105 WMAX Philadelphia.
Wake up, Philly.
It's time for the Max Morning Show with Tara and Jessica.
Go!
Mark the Engineer. Maricel with Celebrity Hotspot. Gil Richards with Sports. And Amy Manning with Traffic and Weather. And now, here's Tara and Jessica.
Woohoo! Woohoo!
Due to some violent content, parental discretion is advised.
Peace, push!
Woohoo! It's not pretty, but it'll do.
Good morning, Philadelphia. Here we are at Max 105 for another really exciting, really awesome time here in the studio. We're coming up at about half past the hour, and with me today is the talented master of radio, Mark, the former engineer, who's joining us in the studio today because Tara is late for work. Those of you who tune into the show regularly
know that
Tara's always late for work. And today I have the misfortune of being put with a 2-bit ex-engineer as my co-host because...
Hey, give me a little credit. I'm at least a 3-bit ex-engineer.
Oh, of course. Now, in the studio, we're taking a poll as to just how late we think Tara's going to show up to the studio today. What are we up to now?
10 by my watch.
10? I don't know. Amy Manning's got the bet with...
I'm saying she's going to be in the next 5 minutes.
Yeah?
I got faith in Tara. She'll do it. She'll do it. She'll do it.
35? I don't know. So we're
I'll
taking
bet you 20. Minutes. It's at least 40.
40 minutes late?
No. 40 after the hour.
Oh.
15 minutes late.
So all you folks listening at home, if you want to get in on our really hot, raging bet as to when the hell Tara's going to show up to work, feel free to call Max 105 and voice your opinion here. So, we have a bunch of changes in the studio, too, don't we, team?
Yes, we do.
Absolutely.
It's all working out for the better, in my opinion.
Mark, the former engineer, has been removed from his post by Max 105, the powers that be up here, and is now doing weather and traffic. And our former weather and traffic guru, Amy Manning, is now the engineer. What the hell is going
engineer
on
S.
around here?
Engineer S, Jess.
Engineer
I
S.
Am
engineer
woman.
S. That's what
so,
a engineer.
So, Mark, what's the deal?
Well, I didn't like the way I came to work yesterday for some reason. I don't know. Just because I made a few mistakes on the board and had a little bit of a headache.
A little hungover, if you will?
Well, yeah.
Under
just
the proverbial. So, how do you feel about your demotion, man? I don't know why they just didn't fire you.
Neither do I, and for that I'll be thankful, I suppose. And Amy, I bear you no ill will. We've been friends for, what, 2 or 3 years since I started at the station?
No, something like that.
Something like that. I don't know. I can't keep track of my own name half the time. And the weather and traffic thing's not bad, but I gotta say, I want my job back.
Yeah, tough crap. No.
No.
It's not working that way.
Wow. I'll make you a bet. I can do a better engineering job than
no,
you can.
No, I don't
Find
think
me
you can,
train,
Mark.
I'll
I don't
you.
Think you can.
Well, he's certainly, doing a good enough job as a host, considering as Tara's not here. But while the anarchy rages on,
well, maybe
in
I can get a hosting job then. Work my way back to my old position.
Not while I'm sitting here.
Well, you need a co-host, don't you?
I can do it all on my own. Anyway, while the madness ensues, let's hit the people with a little music here. Here's one of my favorite songs by Mr. Matthew Sweet. Here's Girlfriend on Max 105. Matthew Sweet, Girlfriend, one of my favorite songs ever. Max 105 time is about 35 after the hour. And I'm Jess, and with me is still Mark, the former engineer.
Hi, everybody.
Oh, my God. And Mark is slowly being fired from there, slowly working him out of the network here. But it's a slow process.
You can't fire me. Slaves have to be sold.
Getting Mark
Smart
out of
kick
the...
to the curb.
Ha, ha! Oh, my. So, well, Mark, while you're here, since you're serving two functions right now as a quasi-host and weather and traffic guy, why don't you hit us with a little weather and traffic? Let's see how that
weather
works out.
Traffic?
Yeah.
All right, sure. Weather is looking to be nice, 65, chance of a shower in the afternoon or evening, and that's good because traffic is, well, not, to put it bluntly. 95 south is slow from Catman and Girard. The Blue Route's okay, but for some reason it's red this morning. Don't ask me why, I don't know yet. Turnpike has volume delays on the tolls as usual from 24 to 28. Now we get to the bad part. There's an accident at Roosevelt and Grant involving four cars. Police on the scene.
Oh my God!
Inside lanes are completely blocked. Only two of the outside lanes are getting by. The Schuylkill Expressway, that means Google Expressway, sorry, has an overturned traffic tractor trailer at 30th Street Station exit going eastbound. Police here too, but in terms of your commute, you do better to walk.
Excellent.
42 freeway is a little slow, but nothing major to report, and the bridges are moving as well as can be expected for rush hour. Buses with traffic problems, naturally delayed, but the trains are moving more or less on time. So, if you're on the Schuylkill, get comfortable, listen to us ramble on the radio, call in and tell them to give me my old job back, please, 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 and that about sums up the news for today.
Traffic.
Oakley doakley.
Traffic has never sounded more enticing and wonderful.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
Mark. I think you have a knack for it, Mark. Maybe it's your calling.
I do, too.
Maybe it's my calling. No, that would be my cell phone. Excuse me a second.
Oh.
Hello?
And my voice isn't riddled with sarcasm at all. Not at all. It's 36 after the hour, and not only does that mean what time it is, but it also means that Amy Manning's out of the What Time Will Tara Show Up Pool. Mark's still raging. You got 4 minutes. I say quarter of. What do you got, Gil?
Where are we at right now? It's 36 right now.
Gil Richards says 55. He has no hope for
you. She's going to come in with like a sandwich in her mail. And all that.
With like a sandwich
in her mail.
Well, when I called her, she said she was having personal difficulties.
Oh.
So.
Those damn pants. You just can't get them on sometime.
Romantic difficulties? Who knows? But we'll grill her about it as soon as she shows up in the studio. Mark my words, listeners. She's not going to get off the hook like this. What's your bet, by the way, Marisol?
I say quarter.
Quarter of you with me? All right, so we'll see how that goes. Yeah. So we're having a good time here in the studio, and why don't you have a good time listening to this really cool track by Stone Temple Pilots covering a Beatles classic? It's Revolution for you. Stone Temple Pilots doing Revolution. That's a Max 105 exclusive track. You heard it here first. That was just recently done at the John Lennon Tribute Show in New York City. And I'm sure you guys will be lighting up the phone lines here at the station requesting that one. But remember, you heard it here first. Max 105 exclusive. It's 41 minutes after the hour here. And I'm still here. Mark's still here. Tara isn't here. And Marisol is here.
Hey, sounds like I'm losing on the quarter of.
Yeah, well, hey, I'm right with you, quarter of. Gil says doesn't think she'll be here at all.
It's down to you two girls and Gil.
Wow. He's the resident cynic, but I don't know. We only have 4 minutes.
Well, so here's the latest on Celebrity Dish on Max 105. This week's feature is on the leading ladies of Hollywood. We start off with Sandra Bullock, who was spotted at a restaurant, which will remain nameless, with a close friend and the friend's two children. Apparently, two guests who were seated right next to Sandra and her friend were loudly sharing their bedroom secrets of the naughty variety. This angered our Miss Congeniality, who got up and gave them lessons on the do's and don'ts of how to behave in front of children. 1 point for Sandra. Next up is Melanie Griffith, who is not doing so well. My sources tell me that gorgeous hubby Antonio Banderas has been going out on all male outings to Vegas. Griffith disapproves of this outings, and so she pulled a Mariah Carey and checked herself into Daniel Freeman Hospital, where she took refresher courses on how to de-stress. Her marriage with Antonio has been a major cause of the stress because the 44-year-old actress is desperate for a son, which is impossible if hubby's out playing with his friends. But on a happier note, will wedding bells be ringing for Gwyneth Paltrow? She and new boy toy of 1 year, Luke Wilson, have been getting awfully close. Ben Affleck has been reported to want back ex-girl Gwyneth, but she turned him down. Although we all ask how, we're still happy for Mrs. Paltrow, or should I say, soon to be Mrs. Wilson. Finally, will our fresh Prince Will Smith be converting to Islam? He's been studying Islam for his new movie, in which he portrays Muhammad Ali. An insider states that Will has been getting really deep into his character and talks about God all the time. Will has also been described as Islam-friendly during the recent A Tribute to Heroes concert. Personally, I stand by our right to freedom of religion. Remember, it's a war against terrorism. What do you guys think? Just gotta add that one in.
I can answer that. Islam's are good. You know, I don't know that much about religion, but it seems to be very peaceful, you know? Peaceful is good in this time.
I say it's his prerogative.
Yeah, exactly. So. Terrorism is bad, but I can live with some peace.
Alright. Well, movie's coming out this Friday, November 9th. Shallow Hal, starring Jack Black and Gwyneth Paltrow.
Oh, I'm excited.
Yeah, it looks like it's going to be funny. Happy birthday shout-outs to country singer Bonnie Raitt and former Ally McBeal co-star Courtney Thorne-Smith. She was on Melrose Place, too, right? She played
Oh, yeah.
What is that? I forget her name.
She wasn't
that girl.
She was so much trampy, though.
Yeah, back then, right. Yeah. So now it's time for Test Your Celebrity Knowledge. So the trivia question for, I guess, Jess and Mark today is, what movie... Divorcee celebrity.
Wait. Oh, no.
Oh, what is the time on that?
Oh, it's 3:44.
Oh, I won.
Yes. It's 3:44. Oh. All
right.
It looks like Marisol and I have won the station pool.
So how much was that?
$50.
$50.
Hey. Yeah.
The money was
I would throw my money. This is unfair.
Okay.
Welcome to the studio,
Karen. Hey, I'm mad I lost, too. Don't feel bad.
Marisol was just about to hit us with some really hot celebrity trivia, but this whole time we've been doing a staff pool as to what time we think you would roll in. Amy Manning had you at.
I had you at 5 minutes. I had faith in you,
Karen. 5 minutes after the phone call. He had 40. We had 45. Gil had not at all.
Nope.
Karen, I came in too soon. And you betrayed it.
So, yeah.
So should I hit you
with
this trivia?
Yeah,
should
I?
Yeah,
hit the
celebrity show. All right. Back
to okay, so here's the question. So what newly divorcee celebrity used to work as a caretaker in New York? Here's a hint. After playing in the dirt, he was the ace of the skies in the 80s movie that co-starred Cary Elwes and Anthony Edwards.
Uh-oh.
Nope.
I think it was 80s. It could be early 90s.
No, that was 80s.
It was
80s.
Either
Charlie Sheen or Tom Cruise.
Oh.
Mark got it. So did Gil. All right. Woo-hoo! So... Our Tom Cruise used to work as a caretaker. So that's Celebrity Dish with Marisol on Max 105.
God bless you, that's great. Oh! Wonderful. Marisol on Max 105, who's always on time for work.
Always.
No. But Tara's irreverent, so perhaps we'll let her slide for that. We have a song coming up now for you good people to listen to after all that excitement. We're going to tone things down a little with a nice tune from Girl Jam. Better Man.
Max 105, WMAX, Philadelphia.
Your Max 105 time is 10 to the hour, and Tara's all situated here in the studio after being more than fashionably late for work this morning, wouldn't you say?
I think I'm still fashionable, wouldn't you agree?
So, why don't you tell the public why you were late for work there, Tara?
Duh. I don't know what to say.
You've no logical excuse at all whatsoever?
Make up a lie.
This is... because I was negotiating with the band that I embarrassed last week.
What band was that?
Bug Wallader?
You're still connected to those fools? What were you doing? Come on now, Tara. The people have the right to know. This is not irreverent of you at all.
I was stage diving, and I...
At the Bug Wallader show?
It wasn't actually Bug Wallader. I was just making a joke.
Oh,
It was Modest Mouse.
Oh, no. Really?
And my,
one of my favorite bands ever.
Got caught on the cord. And I fell between the security guards and the audience.
You know, the mosh pit is a rough place to hang out.
That's what I hear, but I didn't quite make it that far.
Because you were stage diving.
Yeah.
Moshing, stage diving, So did you have to go to the hospital, or what happened to you?
Yeah, they had to stop the show.
They stopped the whole show?
They stopped the whole show.
You're sorry, stage diving ass?
Yeah.
Wow.
Can you say ass on the radio?
Can you?
Can we say ass?
Mm-hmm. Well, she just did.
Multiple times,
in fact. If we can play a song about whacking it, we can say ass. I think. And that's irreverent, ladies and gentlemen. Well, gee, I'm sorry to hear about your injury there, Tara. It doesn't sound like a good time.
No, it
wasn't. That
sounds
like a fairly reasonable excuse to show up for work late, don't you think?
Eh.
Sure. Well, How about we hit the people with another song? You know, I'm not going to say what song, because the last song was supposed to be Pearl Jam.
Yeah, I apologize for that. We have an intern in today. And, you know, he wanted to get hands-on, and I was like, all right, you know,
well,
give
him
a chance.
Well,
I bet he did get hands-on.
Of course it's not me.
Come on, I
a
could do better than this yesterday.
A woman would not mess this up.
And incidentally, his name is Mark, isn't it?
Yeah, I know. It's ironic. It's ironic.
You know, I'm picking up on a little
theme. He's going to get his coffee,
here.
And that's all he's doing for the rest of the day.
Oh, no. Well, this is allegedly Pearl Jam with Better Man.
Let's try this again.
We hope you enjoy it. I was just talking because I can talk over the songs.
You can do that, Jessica.
I can, apparently. We're coming up right on the hour here in the studio. And with us, as always, is the handsome, the knowledgeable, the punctual, chiseled man, Gil Richards, with the latest dish on sports. How you doing, Gil?
Doing good. How are you?
Are you still reeling from that loss of the power pole?
Yeah.
Yeah, it looks like you're taking me, Marisol, out for dinner. Surf and turf, baby. Anyway, while you're recovering
what is
from
this
that
background
crushing
music?
Blow, this is the new sports music. Isn't it irreverent?
It's very irreverent.
It's interesting.
No, it's also interesting, Gil, how you had no faith in me. That's interesting. For that, I think you should take me out to dinner as well.
I wanted to make it, like, interesting, but, you know.
He's just playing devil's advocate.
Yeah.
Throw that little wrench in the gears there.
Well, whatever.
Anyway, what's happening in the world of sports here, Killer?
Okay, well, for the first time since 1997, there's a new World Series champion. The Arizona Diamondbacks dethroned the mighty New York Yankees in a thrilling seven games. The Diamondbacks became the first team in World Series history to enter the bottom of the ninth inning trailing in a Game 7 and then rally to win before the game went into extra innings. The Yankees were only two outs from their fourth straight championship and fifth in 6 years when it suddenly fell apart. Tony Womack tied it with an RBI double, and Craig Counsell was hit by a pitch to load the bases with one out. Luis Gonzalez, choking up on the bat for the first time this year, blooped a soft single to center field, and that ended it with the final score 4-3 in the bottom of the ninth. Rivera, who had saved 23 straight postseason games, could do nothing but watch the ball fall in to end the Yankees' run. I'll tell you what, the odds of getting two runs in the ninth inning off Mariano Rivera are right up there with the odds of going to the moon in a used Hyundai.
Or Tara showing up to work on time.
Can't happen, never happens, but it happened, but it happened.
That was an amazing moment in sports. It truly was.
It's almost as amazing
as
the
song. Oh my god!
I really...
has this irreverent
this is like
underscore
really bad
music.
Carlos Santana imitation.
It's sporty though.
I don't know. I don't really see
at
the
all
connection.
No, no.
Do you request you want a new song for next
yeah,
week?
Please. The Eagles defeated the Arizona Cardinals 21-7 on Sunday after a strong performance by their defense. Their offense seems to be out of sync lately, and I hope they can manage to pick up the pace a little bit this Sunday when they face the Minnesota Vikings. They really need a big game out of Donovan McNabb, and I have a good feeling about this Sunday. I hope I'm right.
Well, you weren't right
we
about
hope you're
the
right
pool.
Yeah, I was
did
way
a lot
off
of gambling?
I mean, here and there.
Here and there.
My salary here doesn't really allow me to...
to gamble as freely as you prefer, right?
Yeah.
I see.
Okay, Sixers. It was supposed to be the first meeting between Michael Jordan and Allen Iverson. Instead, it was just another Philly loss as the Wizards beat the defending Eastern Conference champions 90-76 on Saturday night. That's right. Rookie point guard Speedy Claxton led the 76ers with 22 points. But it wasn't enough as Iverson and teammates Aaron McKee and Eric Snow were forced to sit and watch again. Jordan acknowledged Washington's win was misleading because Philly was missing three starters. None of them has played a minute this season because of injuries. And as a result,
oh my God,
Philadelphia is 0-3.
That's unfortunate.
It really is.
They need to, like, get better. I don't know.
Do something.
Dang.
Not even Mutombo's doing...
Well, enough
Mutombo's
with the
healthy,
Mutombo.
But it's,
I love
it's
Mutombo.
Not enough. It's not enough.
He's
they
building
need
hospitals, not playing ball.
That's more important.
But Mutombo, is, he doesn't have the agility. He's just raw power.
Yeah, he's
not
very
just like
graceful.
This big, lumbering, awkward mass of African power.
He's
and
good.
Iverson
he's
had
good.
To.
Iverson, yeah, he's just
that's
big time.
That's a shame. I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah.
But I do love Matumbo.
We know.
He sounds a Cookie Monster.
I think you like him almost as much as you like Gil.
I think so. In a perfect world.
Throw me a frickin' bone here.
Okay, and to wrap this up, the Flyers lost 2-1 to the Chicago Blackhawks Tuesday night. Philadelphia's Romik Chukwuemeka made 25 saves as the Flyers lost consecutive games for the first time this season. The Flyers dropped to 6-5-3, and they are 9 points behind the division-leading New York Islanders. And that's all with the sports news for now, and I'm Gil Richards with the Max 105 Sports
Edition. How exciting.
That was
Thank
fabulous.
You, Gil. As always, wonderful.
As always. And boy, was that some really great music layered on
it was. We have engineering genius here at this station.
Because nothing was better with sports than really loud.
Excellent.
Psychedelia.
Guitar solos.
Guitar solos.
Yeah, I didn't see the connection there. So.
Well done, sir. And to follow that up, here's a tune by.
No! I mean. Hey.
Well,
we pulling the engineer off the board.
Up. Oh my God. Smashing Pumpkins.
Max 105, WMAX, Philadelphia.
That was Smashing Pumpkins, and you might remember. Do you remember last week we had that lovely guest, Jessica? The lovely Nigel?
Oh, Nigel Longford.
Well, today we have the creative genius behind his beer and breakfast concert.
Get out of here.
With us. Larry Green is his name, and he's here in the studio right now.
Good morning, ladies.
Welcome.
How are you?
Hey, Larry.
Good morning. I want to say I'm really glad to be here. You two ladies are very wonderful.
Oh, thanks.
Yes, you're very lovely.
Have a guest in the studio.
Yes. I want to say that music you play, what is that? I'm just a rat in a cage. What does that mean? And that song about biting his lip and closing his eyes. What was that all about?
Well, you know,
kids these days.
You kids like, and the rock and roll.
You kids and your long hair and your rock and roll and your plaid trousers. What is that?
The disaffected youth of America.
Yes. Well, I'm here to correct that. But go ahead.
But do you like Bug Waller's music?
I do. Bug Waller is great. I was the genius, the brainchild behind that. I can't hear myself here. Am I on? Okay.
Is this thing on?
Is this working?
Is this
here?
Thing on?
No. I was responsible for that show. It didn't go off as well as it should have.
Yeah, I was going to ask, did you get a big turnout or what?
Well, we got a lot of turnout, but I think people were there mostly to...
You were there.
I was there.
You were there.
They were mostly there to eat the breakfast. They really weren't into the band too
Amy
much.
Was there for the beer.
What about the
beer and the bagels and the stuff, you
what
know?
About the sawed off
like
boss rocker?
I like to count my bagel and my beer.
The what?
Oh, were Yummy. You in on that concept?
The what?
The sawed off boss man concept.
I don't know what you're talking about, honey. You got to speak English to me here. You know, these kids,
well, there was beer and breakfast, but Nigel Wallingford told us there was an underlying message of the working man revolting against...
Well, look, it's something person. About these English people. Let me tell you something about them. They're a little, you know, fruity behind the ears. You know what I'm saying?
These
English people, you know.
I know exactly what you're talking
with
about.
With the tea and the crumpets and all that. I don't know, you know.
You're not a fan of crumpets?
Absolutely not. No, blinis. I like blinis and bagels and blintzes and stuff.
Locks and bagels and locks.
Okay. Enough of that. I've got to get to the reason why I'm here. I can't spend all day
here. Why are you here, Larry? Tell us, please.
Okay. I am here. Thank you. I am here to... I am here to talk about a pet project of mine. It's something that's very important. I have noticed that these kids have these problems with, they're playing too much video games. They've got these problems with their hands, their thumbs. They've got this situation where they're playing too much video game and their hands get stuck.
That's what the Green Day song's about, actually.
But they're playing video. Is that about video games?
It is about video games.
Oh. So, what they're doing is that their hands get all cramped up and they can't work. They can't do anything because they're playing video games, typing and all that stuff that kids do with their hands. So my thing is here to create some sort of place that they can go and rehabilitate themselves. Maybe in the form of a ranch or a farm somewhere down in Florida, you know, somewhere really nice and warm, you know? Mm. You know? And I want to put forth a benefit concert so we can raise money, so I can buy this ranch or this farm or some nice little house somewhere with a lot of land that I would live on. I would live on. I would live there, and the kids would come, and they would rehabilitate. They would... get some therapy, get the hands back in the shape. You know, I'd probably, like, have them clean up and do the dishes and, clean up all the brush and mow the yard. You know, real good, solid, meaningful
do
work.
Do, like, thumb exercises?
Yeah, it keeps them out. See, then they're not playing. There'll be no computers, no video games, no none of that crap, you know. Oh, can I say crap on the air?
Sure. It's irreverent and fun.
Okay, I'm sorry. I don't want to violate any rules. So we're going to have this concert. And let me tell you, I've got a list here of all these bands I want to have show up here. Get this. I am in preliminary negotiations to have these people. the Backside Boys. Instinct. These are very popular.
These are big,
cutting edge. Oh, they're very popular.
Huge bands.
I want to get Nirvana there. I hear they're very popular.
They're still raging to this day.
Nirvana, yeah. I hear they're really big. That guy was...
Wait, aren't they dead? Isn't the lead singer Nirvana dead?
Oh, yeah.
What? He's dead?
He's been dead for a couple of years now, I believe.
Nah, you're pulling my leg. Well, he's dead. How could he be dead? I just saw him on TV last week.
I'm gonna leave that one up to you guys.
I just saw him on TV. He's got the kid. He's got that thing sticking in his arm.
Kurt Cobain is alive and well.
Yeah, he's alive. What are you talking about?
He's living with Elvis in a condo somewhere.
He would love to play in camp. Well,
I wouldn't know about that.
It's a big conspiracy. Yeah.
So, and Soundgarden. That's a very popular band. I understand among the
boy, they're
Smashing Pumpkins. The Smashing Pumpkins.
Played that Smashing Pumpkins.
Oh, those are the rats in the cage.
Yeah. Wait, I don't think they're still. They're not together anymore, are they?
Smashing Pumpkins. It could be either.
It could be like a reunion tour kind of thing.
That would bring out even more people.
I don't know, but I believe that Billy Corgan is another band. But that's another story.
Oh, I did not know that. No, I did not know that. Well, anyway. That's my plan. So the kids would come down to Florida. I would own the place. All this money from this concert would go so I could buy this farm.
What a dork.
So thank you very much. So I could live there, and the kids would come and help out, and they get therapy. Then they could go back, and then they'd be constantly there. It would be a great thing.
I think that's a fascinating concept.
I don't know.
Maybe Manny Cranley should
Oh, what is that with the sound effects? What is that?
She's drunk. You just have to.
She's drunk.
Yes, there's a distinct odor of alcohol in this studio.
I believe it's coming from Mark, our weather and traffic guy.
Oh no!
Break. I'm
just
because
you
quit.
Can
I
do
haven't
a.
Had a drink in 20 seconds.
Oh no!
Okay.
I'm not even gonna say a word.
Hey, you start, all right? Give me a little bit of credit here.
No,
let's
I do.
Start.
I do think though that is a fascinating concept.
See, some people have accused me that I'm trying to run a scam here, but I don't see
it. You got free house in Florida?
And free labor?
Do you think that's a scam?
Not in my world.
No,
Wait,
it's totally...
Who's that other guy that has that other house?
The other radio guy that has that runs that scam as well?
Yeah,
who's that? What, you mean somebody else is doing that?
Well, maybe we shouldn't.
Don Imus.
No.
Let me tell you something about Don Imus. He's a putz. Can I say putz? Can I say putz on the air?
You can say putz.
Okay, I can say crap and I can say parts. Okay.
You can say whatever the hell you want.
Wow.
Oh.
This is wonderful. But in my day, radio was not like this.
We
not
have a drug
like
staff.
With the alcohol and everything, it's just
you
something else.
You get the alcohol and the radio shows.
You know what? You remind me of a Jewish grandmother. That's what you remind me of.
No, I'm not Jewish. No, I'm from New York, but
he
I'm not
sounds
Jewish.
Like a Jewish grandmother. What are you going to do?
Oy vey.
I have great respect for the Jewish people.
So do I. My mother's Jewish.
Get out.
She is.
You're kidding.
I'm not.
Talk amongst yourselves.
That's fascinating. Do you have some kind of website or something to promote this idea?
Yes, www.larrygreen.com.
I like it.
Makes it very easy to remember. So if you're one of these kids and you got your problem with your hands because you're doing too much stuff, Just wait. We'll have this show. We'll get the money. I'll buy the farm. I'll invite you all. You come down. You clean. You wash. You do work. You clean up.
Do they have to pay for the rehabilitation or is it free?
Oh, no. They have to pay, too.
Oh. And they have to pay for slave labor.
What's the estimated cost of it?
Kind
of like indentured servitude.
Most definitely.
I don't see it that way. I see it as like somebody going to a sanitarium. They've got to go. They've got to pay. They've got to, you know, it costs money to run this. Where do you think the money comes from?
It's like detox for the technology.
It's detox, right, yes. Oh, yeah, you know, they got the Betty Ford Clinic, you know. That's okay. People pay money to go there. You know, they scrub toilets.
I understand. Yeah. I think the youth of America needs something like this.
Okay, well, enough of this nonsense. I've got to go. I've got important things to do.
Oh, my God.
Play a song. Do something.
Play
do something
a song,
you
Amy. Oh, my God. Play something. I can't stand it.
Coming up next, what do we got next here, kiddies?
Max,
I don't know. I just work here. I don't even know.
Play some of that Backside Boys. I like that. Backside Boys tonight. Yeah.
That's Hole with the Doll Parts. An oldie but a goodie here on Max 105. We were just reminiscing about how very 1993 that song is. For all of us, we're getting old, guys.
We are. We're dying. We're old.
I'm still in the prime of my youth. I don't know about you guys.
Max 105 time is 20 minutes after the hour.
And speaking of someone who's past their prime, well past it, we've got Mark.
Yeah.
Mark back again with weather and traffic, I believe.
Yeah, weather and traffic. Weather and traffic. And a 4 to you, too. Where was I? Oh, yeah. 40. Oh, yeah. There's been a couple of things that changed since the last time I talked to you nice people, aside from the fact the tower showed up and made me lose my bet.
I was just noting the time.
Ah, time. Time is good. 20 after.
Time is money.
I have neither, so that sounds about right. Where was I?
Ba-da-bum!
The Roosevelt accident is cleared. The inside lanes have just been reopened.
Oh, they cleared that? Thank God.
Yeah, they cleared it good.
Good night, so get home.
Now they can make it out.
I was worried.
It's still going pretty slow, though, so take your time if you're going south. 95 backup got worse as people used it to try and duck the other traffic. Now it's up a cat.
Hi, biggity!
Hold me tight.
The 42 freeway is still going good, so are the bridges. I'm being told one of them is going to open in about 20 minutes, though, so watch out for the Ben Franklin.
Do it also.
Oh, my God!
Your job position after your terrible performance last week.
Yeah, but that closed again. I looked into it.
Yes. Wasn't there a reason we took the microphone away from you?
Oh, yeah. This was totally covered at the top of the hour.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Okay, well.
Have you been here, Tara? I know you're trying to ad lib and all.
Well, back to traffic. I'm just trying to make it as painless as possible to get through the traffic segment.
Oh, yeah. Just because I came to work hungover that one time. And where was I?
The bridge just opened up.
No, the bridge hasn't opened yet.
The bridge has not opened up.
It's going to open in about 20 minutes, people are telling me, so stay off to Ben Franklin. Still, avoid the Schuylkill if at all possible. You're doing better to walk. Eastbound lanes are still completely closed,
get
so go west.
Get out of your
cars. It's like that video. What
You'd get there faster, hurts, you dude. Would.
No,
Oakley, Oakley.
The blue route has turned back blue, but it's slowed down some from the extra volume which people try to get off the Schuylkill onto that.
The blue route is blue now? What did you say?
Yeah, the blue route is blue. It was right earlier this morning, according to the one guy that called in.
Piece of punch.
And told me to report it on the radio.
What does that mean?
I have no idea what that means either.
I don't know.
Does the route change colors?
It's not supposed to. It's supposed to be blue all the time, from what I understand, but he said it was red.
What are you talking about?
I'm not real sure.
Can someone fill me in?
Are you drunk again?
I'm trying to quit. It's been about 45 seconds since
Welcome
I last had
Welcome to Mark's world.
No, because I'm not a big driver, but I know the thing is called the Blue Route.
Does it change color?
Perhaps it was red from all the stopped traffic and the brake lights.
Right.
I don't know.
That could be it. A guy called in on his cell and told me about the accident. He was breaking up pretty bad.
Which brings me to my next point. Don't smoke crack.
I
diggity. Now everybody knows I only smoke fine heroin. Give me a little bit of credit here. Crack, come on.
All right, keep going. I'm sorry.
Quit ad-libbing, Jessica.
I'm sorry.
You're too irreverent.
No TV and no beer make Homer something.
Just take your time coming into the city. Take a day off if you possibly can. It'll help clear the traffic. Most of the volume delays are beginning to clear. Buses are still delayed. Trains are more or less on time.
Mark, you should run for office.
I think so.
Which office should I run for? I might do that in the next election.
Oh, no.
One far away from here.
You should run from this office.
Yeah, after the, after the PM, here's this one I might have to. But
that being said,
I want to ask people to call in and convince them to give me my old job back.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
All right, wait, I got it.
Open up the phone lines.
Lines are open.
What a dork.
You guys have the studio number. 1-800-MAX-1055. Looks like the people want Mark back.
The people have spoken.
Hey, this is not a good sign for my chances of getting
people
my job back.
People have spoken
back.
And they've said
Amy.
Absolutely nothing.
Can you hear them, Jenny? Amy.
Amy.
I personally like Amy better as engineeress.
Thank you, Ted.
Time for a song. What
do
we think?
Good. Right. I can't argue that, but I still want my job back.
We're going totally impromptu here in the studio now.
How about a little Bush?
Anarchy. How about
Mark could
a little Bush?
I hear Mark could use a little Bush.
If you got some, sure. Pass it over.
This segment is sponsored by Beaver College. Formerly.